Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Unquiet Grave, a novel by Sharon McCrum, read by Roger Casey and Candace Thaxton.
Lake in West Virginia, 1930. The place was as quiet as it ever got in the hours around midnight, with only occasional screams or sobs from the sails down the corridor to disturb his contemplation. Somewhere, perhaps on another floor of the building, someone was singing. He was standing at the window, as he always did at that time of night, hands resting on the bars, his face pressed against the wire-enforced glass, as if the cool night air could waft him away. Perhaps no one cared if he stood at the window after lights out. There were 100 patients and perhaps a dozen staff members who were busy enough without having to worry about a quiet man having a sleepless night. Anyhow, even if they did care, chances were that they wouldn't see him. His dark face would not glow in the moonlight and give him away. He strained his eyes, searching the darkness beyond the treetops, hoping that the clouds would part enough to let him see the shapes of the dark cliffs across the river. That was Ohio over there. In his parents' day, back when this place was still part of Virginia, that side of the river would have meant freedom. But that had changed now. Now, freedom, or the lack of it,